It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. The food is fantastic. They have a great menu, a great selection of drinks at the bar. Even the bar itself is just a cozy, friendly atmosphere. Always people here. I love the place. So if you're driving past the hotel, pop in and say hello and tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in, didn't we?
That's not going to get you any kudos.
No, probably won't. Might get you barred, but
if you don't go up to the bar and say, I'm friends with Adrian and Jeremy, like someone did last week, you're not friends of ours. You can say to them, I'm coming here on the recommendation of those lads that do the Opinions Matter podcast. That's what you can say.
That's it.
Okay.
Now, this episode of Opinions Matter is a little bit different.
It's actually no different at all.
It is.
Well, it's more outrageous than anything we've done recently. We regularly get you guys to contact us and... you know, most of the topics we cover on this podcast are raised by you guys because we have very limited intelligence to come up with topics. And we get loads and loads of messages. And this message, which actually came in yesterday, straight after we recorded our previous episode of this podcast, this message came in from a woman who wants to be known as Audrey. Audrey is not a real name, by the way, and it will become apparent why she doesn't want to use her. By the way, if she was to use her real name, there would be
absolute war. So let me read the message that this lady Audrey sent us.
Can I explain first how it came about that you sent the message?
Okay, go on.
I said on a previous podcast about four episodes ago, I was slagging off Adrian on his appearance because he has a big gut on him, big belly on him. Looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger in that movie where he's pregnant. I have a baby in my womb. And I said to Adrian, Jesus, since you got married, you've let yourself go. Then I realised he'd let himself go before he
got married.
So it was a stupid thing to say. And that triggered a woman by the name of Audrey to contact us. Now, by the way, we're laughing and joking about this. This is actually quite a serious topic. Listen to the message she sent us on Facebook after hearing me make that comment.
So on the back of that comment, this is what this lady, Audrey, sent into us. She says, last Christmas, my brother had an affair on my sister-in-law. It only lasted a few months, but she found out through messages on his phone, and they've been separated for a year. There are no children involved, but she's become so bitter and won't take any responsibility for the affair and blames it all on him. She really let herself go since the day they got married. The sex had dried up in the last 2 years and she made no effort. I know this because he confided in me and she used to make jokes in public about him never getting sex. I think that women need to take more accountability for their husbands having an affair. I mean, that's what she said. Which is bizarre. So if your husband, this is really what this lady is getting at. If your husband has an affair, it's your fault.
Now, that's, in some cases it probably is, and it can be.
How can it be somebody's fault for your partner going off and having an affair?
There's so many affairs, they all happen for different reasons, okay? Affairs happen for different
reasons. But ultimately, the person responsible is the person who has the affair.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But she's trying to blame her sister-in-law on her brother having an affair.
So one of the stipulations for, and by the way, we really wanted to hear her story, and you will too, because that message just blew our minds when we got there. We're like, do people actually, well no, that's a stupid thing to say. People actually do believe that, don't they? There's lots of female commentators and podcasters who've said this in recent years. I remember Katie Price said it before as well, that you should literally satisfy a man to within an inch of his life or
you're going
to
lose him.
Or he's going to stray. So what she's saying is not that outrageous. What is outrageous is that she's about to pile a shitload of blame on top of her sister-in-law's lap. Remember, this is the reason we have to disguise her voice. This is the only reason that we're disguising her voice, is because her brother and his sister wife, they're not divorced yet, are going through a separation at the moment, and we're not going to get involved in family law courts and stuff like that by by basically identifying anybody. So that is the only reason we are disguising her voice, to save this, that woman's humiliation and also her brother's humiliation. That is the reason.
All right, we'll be talking to Audrey in just a second.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
By the way, people are a bit annoyed that I said that you let yourself go. I was only half joking with him, okay? But that's what did kick off this conversation about the whole thing. And if you look, before we even talk to Audrey, if you look at anybody's wedding photographs, yeah? You know when you go,
yeah, none of us look the same.
No, when you go into someone's house and you see the wedding photographs on the wall,
nobody looks the same as they did in the wedding
room. And then you see them now. And that's not what it's about. We can all change, you can all put on weight. But there is another aspect of it where people, when they become lazy in a relationship, they're walking around the house in their jocks and stuff like that. Or like something I do. Now, I'm not saying this is anything to do with the affair, but I go to the toilet with the door still open and it really annoys my wife.
I don't blame her.
I would
That's
never.
Disgusting.
I would, yeah, it probably is, but it shows how comfortable I am. Sometimes you can be too comfortable. And she turned around to me a couple of weeks ago and she says, you never would have done that in the first few years of our relationship.
And she's right.
So you do, you become lazy in a relationship, you can be complacent in a relationship, but that still does not excuse extramarital affairs.
All right, let's bring Audrey in on this conversation.
And Audrey, your take on this was that, you know, if somebody does have an affair, that you have to take partial blame.
Yeah, no, I was actually glad that you said that, because I fully agree that a lot of married couples let themselves go. But I have to say that I think it's more dangerous for the marriage, and this is not a popular opinion, but when the woman lets themselves go. And the reason is men are very visual. And if you are lacking in your appearance as a woman, you know, and your husband isn't finding you attractive, that can become a real problem for the marriage. And it happened actually with a family member of mine, with my brother.
You were telling us in the message that you sent in to us that your brother ended up having an affair, but you don't believe that it was his fault.
No, I don't. And I think people never really consider this perspective. And honestly, I asked him, would he come on and talk? And obviously he won't. So I'm going to do it for him, because we're very close. And I watched him go through this entire experience, and somebody needs to talk about it. So what happened was, you know, his wife, very attractive when they were younger, very fit, got married, and just like you were saying, completely let herself go, gained, I think it was 2.5 stone. She gained 2.5 stone. She stopped wearing makeup. She wore sweatpants. No kids, you know. I think, you know, maybe there's, for a time after children, there was an excuse, but there was no kids involved. And she stopped being intimate physically, emotionally. And when he would approach her for any kind of physicality, you know, she would reject him. And not only that, but she laughed at his desire to want to be physical and in front of people. Now, it was in a kind of a jokey way, but, you know, and he would confide in me then separately.
I've heard this before, and it's interesting you bring this up. And by the way, we'll get to why you're taking his side and not her side in a few minutes, because I'm sure people will be annoyed about that. And that is a common joke I've heard, not my wife now, but I've heard other spouses, Adrian, at social events and stuff like that. They'd be saying something like, say, for instance, I was out with you and your missus, Adrian, and we were joking and stuff, and your missus would turn around and say, ah, sure, I haven't given it to him in the last 2 years. He hasn't had a ride in the last 2 years. That does happen. And it's always from the wife that says it. It's never the man turning around saying, oh, I haven't given my wife one in here. It's always the woman saying stuff like, oh, if you're lucky, if you're nice to me, using sex as a tool and as a pawn. If you're nice to me, you might get a ride next week.
And let me ask you then, Audrey, how did you become familiar with the intimate side of your brother's marriage?
Because I have two eyes and I could see what was happening. I saw that she was just completely losing the run of herself. And I saw that she was making these comments, and I said it to him. I said, what's happening? Are you even in the same bed? Now, they are in the same bed because they don't have the option of not being, but there's nothing at all. And it's even, you know, it's things like she doesn't shave her legs. She doesn't even do her eyebrows. I don't know what is happening, but he was telling me, like, am I just destined now to a sexless life? Like, am I not entitled to a sexual partner? This was part of the contract.
Are you saying that because she let herself go, I mean, not shaving her legs and, you know, walking around in sweatpants and stuff like that. Some people just feel more relaxed now. But you, the feeling that I, again, the feeling I got from your message is that you are blaming. Now, it was an affair for a couple of months. Is that an affair?
It happens more than once. It's an affair.
Is that an affair?
Of course it is, yeah.
So, are you blaming your sister-in-law for your brother going off and having an affair with another woman? Are you actually blaming the woman in this situation?
Well, what do you do when you're not satisfied by your partner? You look at what is he to do? I mean, I don't like to think about my brother satisfying himself, but what do you expect your partner to do if you're withholding sex? Now, it got to the point where, and this is unkind, but I'll just be honest, you know, she just looks hideous. So even at the end, if she was to kind of had offered it to him, I don't really think that he would have been interested. But for months, he was kind of trying and trying and trying. And yeah, what do you do? You know, we like to talk about being an emotionally supportive partner, but what about being a sexually supportive partner?
Tell me what happened with your brother and this affair that he had.
Well, I mean, you know, it was with a younger woman at work who was giving him a lot of attention, and it started out kind of innocent, and they, you know, had to meet up for different things about work, and then one thing led to another and it became physical, and, you know, he was sharing kind of the problems in his marriage, and she was there for him in this way, and it went on for a few months, and then, you know, the wife picked up his phone one day and like saw the message and was furious. And not only that, but both families were furious, and, you know, his mental health has really suffered. And you know, I think when you marry somebody, you are committing to sexual activity. I mean, would either of you want to be in a sexless marriage for the rest of your life?
Well, for all you know, yeah, one or both of us could be.
Yeah, and no, if
we don't talk about it. Yeah. It's not something that you talk about. I would imagine the amount of people in sexless relationships is actually quite high.
And the amount of infidelity is very high, and the two are linked. And I just think we have to be real and honest. And whatever about a man, Adrian, like you was said to you, letting himself go. I mean, the idea that a middle-aged woman would let herself go, it's asking for trouble. You're asking for your husband to just go elsewhere, and I just don't, I think that's an unpopular opinion, but I think it's the truth. And I think every woman deep down understands that their value is tied to their appearance.
Okay, so a marriage is conditional on having a physical sexual relationship, is it?
Unless you're marrying an asexual person and you yourself are asexual, yes, I would say so. Now, the exception is if you become disabled in some way.
You turned around. Now, I didn't pick up on this word. It was actually one of our listeners that texted in to say this. Did you use the word, and apologies if you didn't, I don't want to accuse you in the wrong, did you accuse your sister or ex-sister-in-law, is it ex-sister-in-law? Well, did you accuse your sick sister-in-law of looking hideous?
No, she did. She absolutely did. It's not an opinion, it's a fact. She looked hideous. I mean, she went from, I would say, being kind of a 10 out of 10 to being a 4.
Okay, I want to read a message that's just come in to us from Gareth. Have a listen to this. It says, I can't believe what is coming from that woman's mouth. What a total, and it's an expression I don't generally use, but I'll use it for this. What a total geebag. She should be defending her sister-in-law, not her pig of a brother. She's the sickest woman I've ever heard on your show. Shame on you giving her airtime. What do you say to that?
The truth hurts. People need to be honest with themselves. If you have been cheated on, I think you owe it to yourself to reflect on what you did leading up to that infidelity. And I think that there's no question in my mind, if my brother and his wife, if they had, you know, if she had kept her appearance up to the standard that she had at the beginning, and they were having regular sex, there's no question in my mind that they would be together and possibly have children at this point.
How long are they married?
I mean, they were 2 years. Now, they were together 7 years, and then they got married, and it was like clockwork. As soon as the rings were on, she just totally lost interest in anything in to do with her appearance, you know, and it was really striking. I mean, she still, you'd think that the separation would have kind of kicked her into gear, but she still looks like a complete slob. totally overweight, just hideous.
Okay, do me a favor and stay with me for one second.
And I'm no snowflake, as you know, but Audrey, I think that's a terrible thing to say, because the fact of the matter is, you came on this podcast with the condition, and it was a very strict condition that we would disguise your voice because you didn't want to cause trouble within the family. I completely get that. I know your brother is going through trial separation at the moment, from what you said. But to call your sister-in-law hideous looking, that's not me being a snowflake, Adrian. She's calling the woman, and I guarantee you, well, we'll take a break and I'll put that to you after, because I guarantee you, Adrian, I guarantee you she still meets her sister-in-law and is nice as pie to her face.
And I have more messages coming in reacting to what you're saying, Audrey. I'll be with you in just one second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Audrey, do you want to address what Jeremy said there a second ago? That calling your sister-in-law hideous looking, or whatever it was you said, is bang out of order, and that you're probably as nice as pie to her when you meet up.
And by the way, I'm not having to go at you, because I do agree with some of the points you're making, that I'm going to ask you about your brother as well, because I doubt he still looks the same now as he did in his wedding photographs. I know I wouldn't fit into my wedding.
It was only 2 years ago. It's only 2 years. You can't change that much in 2 years. But again, Audrey, what do you want to say to Jeremy's comments?
You know, I'm very tempted to send in the picture of their wedding day and the picture of her now, because you can absolutely, you can gain a lot of weight in 2 years. You can do a lot of damage. And it wasn't, you know, it was in the lead up to it as well. So I just really want to call you out there and say that that's not true. And actually, I've forgotten the question. What's the question?
The question was to describe your sister-in-law as hideous is bang out of order.
Are you still in contact with her? I assume you haven't broken off contact with her. But you see, the bizarre thing about this story is this sister-in-law of yours, I was about to name her there, by the way, this sister-in-law of yours is the victim here. She is the victim of this. She didn't... Your brother didn't fall on top of someone's vagina, okay? That's not the way it works. He wasn't out on a night out, he was a work colleague. He didn't fall on top of her vagina. That's not what happens. Your sister-in-law, fair enough, she may... And by the way, I don't want you to send us photographs of before and after. But your sister-in-law is the victim here. She has done nothing wrong. Yeah, she may have let herself go, and I don't really like that expression, even though I've used it myself, but she is the victim here, and you're treating her like the villain.
I'm saying that she needs to look at her own actions and take responsibility. She withheld sex from her husband. She gained 2.5 stone. She stopped putting on makeup. Like, are we honest? Can we not all agree we're in the real world? Men are very visual. And you know, in defense of men, and look, I'm not always defending men, but in defense of men, their needs are quite simple. If you satisfy those basic needs, most marriages can kind of, you know, tick on. So I don't actually think he was asking for that much. And it wasn't the first month or this, you know, 6 months where this affair started. It was probably a year into the marriage, you know. And yeah, it started because that young girl has caught on and recognises what that man needed.
So are you saying, because there's people listening to this podcast right now who have been cheated on, okay?
Lots of people have been cheated on.
Let's just say we're women at the moment, because that's what your focus seems to be, Audrey. So for any woman that is listening to this podcast now, they're probably trying to jump down the phone and strangle you, by the way. But for any woman that is listening to this podcast right now who has been cheated on by her husband or partner or spouse, are you saying that they are to blame? They have literally pushed their man into the arms of another woman.
I think that we like to think that it's the baddie is the cheater and the goodie is the person who didn't cheat. But there are worse things you can do than have sex with somebody else. And that is the torment that people do when they withhold in an entire part of the relationship for extended periods. I'm talking like, that's a connection that you have with that. It's the only other person. We're all sexual beings, you know, and we all have needs. And this is why we marry and we mate. So you're totally denying that drive and that need from that person. And it's like withholding, you know, it's like when somebody is stonewalling emotionally. And we're not allowed to say this because it doesn't sound nice, but it's the truth. And like I said earlier, I think every woman who has been cheated on knows deep down that they neglected their relationship.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm not laughing, by the way.
You are laughing.
No, I'm laughing at the hideousness of that point. That there are many men through history. You look at Hugh Grant. Who was Hugh Grant going out with when he went off the hook?
Liz Hurley.
Hugh Grant was going out with Liz Hurley, who's the most beautiful woman in the world at the time, and he still went off with a cheap dollar hooker on the side of the street. Now, so you can't say it's always down to looks. And you're making out that sex is... No,
she's also saying it's to do with sex. I mean, yeah, for all we know, at that time, they were in a sexless relationship, and he went off and got it from a cheap dollar hooker.
To be blunt about it, could your brother not have whacked a few off in the shower?
I said this earlier, I'd rather not imagine that, thanks, Jeremy. But I think, you know, maybe you can kind of empathise. I think that only goes so far.
Okay, so for people listening to... In fact, I want to read another message from Avril and get your reactions to this. You are a sick bitch. You really are. Making excuses because your brother couldn't keep it in his pants. You're probably a fan of McGregor, says Avril.
No, I mean, look, I can sit here and tell everyone, the women what they want to hear. But, you know, I'm not very close with my ex-sister-in-law. You know, I'll meet her and have coffee or whatever, but I don't have any interest in being close with her. But if it was my friend that was cheated on, and she looks the way that my sister-in-law looks now, I would be very honest and I would say, you need to get your act together and you need to look like you want a husband.
Do you think this operates the other way around? Do you think that women who have affairs, and women do have affairs, are they doing it because they're not being satisfied at home?
I think so, actually. Not sexually, because I don't think women are sexually driven, and again, they're not as visual. But I think if you emotionally withhold from a woman for long enough, yeah, I do think, actually, that she will find that elsewhere.
All right, why don't we read another message that's just come in to us. Oh my God, this is absolutely disgusting. I've never heard anything like it. My husband cheated on me 4 years ago. I put on weight because I had four babies. She's an absolute see you next Tuesday, says Joanne.
I'm not saying what's nice to hear. I'm just saying the truth. And I think that a lot of these people are very triggered because there is truth in it and they're hearing the truth and they don't want to. So, I'm sorry for your trouble, but don't have four kids. Maybe have two.
Can I ask you, what is your marital situation? Are you in your relationship? Well, I have two questions, first of all. It's a two-parter. The first part is, what is your relationship status at the moment? I would imagine it has to be single, because I can't imagine any man putting up with someone with that attitude. Secondly, if you are in a relationship, do you look the same as you did 10 years ago? Because I can tell you now, I don't look the same as I did on my wedding day. I've aged. I've lost a bit of hair. I probably wouldn't get into my wedding suits because I have a bit of a middle-aged spread. I do agree that you do still have to make an effort to keep the spice in a relationship. But do you still look the same?
I look fantastic. And I think it's laughable that you said that no man would want to put up with this, when I'm essentially saying that women should keep themselves well and have sex with their partner. And I'm in a very happy, satisfied relationship.
So when, if you're... Like, I don't know, maybe your sister-in-law, she'd gone off sex, or maybe she just, her libido was down or something like that. So will you give your man, the man in your life, sex on tap? So he arrives home from work, honey, and I'll be blunt about it because you're being blunt. Honey, I'd love a blowjob. And you're down on your knees straight away performing oral sex with him because you feel that is the only way you can keep clutch of your man.
You're being absolutely ludicrous. I think that a healthy sexual regular relationship is something you need to take care of. And if I was, for a short kind of, a couple of weeks not feeling into it, I would look into that and I would talk to a counselor or a doctor, or I would go and exercise, I would change my, it's something it's like a health thing that I would prioritize. So no, I'm not on my knees every afternoon giving, my partner a blowjob at 3 o'clock, but I'm certainly not rejecting his advances regularly and emasculating him and forcing him to look for validation and self-esteem in other places.
I have another message that just came in and it said, lads, I agree with her. Women need to make an effort to keep their man. I haven't seen my wife in lingerie since my wedding night 12 years ago. I mean, that... Wow, if somebody is actually noticing something like that, what do you say to that comment?
Why was there lingerie there on the wedding night? Why in the lead-up, in the courting and in the meeting, is there all this sexuality? Because we know it works. We know it's what men want. And it only falls away when we're trapped. So what do I say to that man? I say, you actually deserve a sexual relationship. So I feel for that man.
Okay, that is hard to argue with. And you made a point, Audrey, that I can't answer. Why did his wife wear sexy lingerie on the wedding night? And that was the last time. That was the last time she wore it. Because men are a visual species. They're different to women. Men need to see women dress sexy sometimes, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah. What, do you not like to see a woman in lingerie? You love a woman in a pair of heels, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to be turned on if your wife arrives home tonight in a pair of wellies, are you?
Probably not.
No, all joking aside. Men are visual.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
The fact that you said, and a couple of listeners have picked up on it, that you will still meet your sister-in-law for coffee. How can you sit opposite your sister in insomnia or any coffee shop and talk to her when deep down you think she looks hideous?
Why? Well, I mean, we do this all the time. We don't go around telling people everything we think all the time, Jeremy. That's silly. And the person who texts in there is silly, because I'm sure they have people in their life they sit across from and they're not telling them every thought they have in their head. I have known this woman, like, as I said, 7 years. And I'm not just going to, she's not going to fall out of my life. I don't particularly have great time for her. I'm not going to tell her she needs to lose 2 stone. I mean, it's life. It's being an adult.
Did you at any stage turn around and say to your brother, you are an absolute pig. You should not have had an affair on your wife that you loved. Why did you not talk it through?
And more importantly, talk it through. Why did he not say how he was feeling rather than going off and shagging somebody else?
I'd love to even to admit that you at least scolded him and said, you're a fucking idiot. What were you doing going off with that? And sorry, what's the age gap between him and the one he works with that he had the affair with?
Oh, 11 years.
Oh, Jesus.
You seem surprised by that.
No, but did you scold him? That's probably the wrong word, but did you have it out with him?
I'll be honest, Jeremy, the only thing I said to him was that you made a mistake when you married her.
That's not the right thing to say.
I think it's the truth. They've ended up where they've ended up. They shouldn't have gotten married. You're both of you you're lying. Like, you both are not admitting the truth here, because you're trying to seem all moral. But this is, I'm being honest here, they shouldn't ever gotten married. They're not in alignment.
Okay, so let me ask you one final question then. You contacted us in reaction to something we spoke about recently. We've heard your story about your brother. We've heard you making excuses for him having this affair. What is your message then for people who are in a marriage or a long-term relationship to make sure that your other half doesn't go off and have an affair?
I think that if you're a woman, you need to make sure physically you look good. You're attractive. Do the best you can with what you have. Don't get fat. I'm sorry. Don't get fat. You know, look hot, as hot as you can. And if you're a man, listen to your wife. Nod your head. You know, repeat the last few lines of the sentence back to her. Remember her birthday. And there, bingo, you know, marriage stays together.
So can you guarantee us that your partner will never, ever cheat on you?
Yes. He is very, very satisfied.
I want to just read one final message that has come into us, and it says, I will never listen to this podcast again. What were you thinking giving this vile woman airtime? It must have been a slow news day.
Well, no, it's not a slow news day. Every day's got news. This is a big story. She contacted us, by the way. We didn't contact her. We didn't put an ad in the paper saying, if your brother had an affair on your sister-in-law, please contact us. She contacted us.
Okay, let me put that to you, Audrey.
Well, no, we invited her on.
Yeah, so, no, I know that. But no, describing you as a vile woman because of the sorts of opinions you've put across in defense of your brother.
Oh, I just think it's ridiculous to say these things, because what I'm saying reflects the reality. And if it feels vile, it's just because maybe reality is vile. But I'm just saying the truth, and there will be lots of listeners at home nodding and hearing what I'm saying. And frankly, that's all I want to say on the matter. I just think people know that what I'm saying is the truth.
Why did you not want us to put callers on to talk to you? Why did you not want to be challenged over your opinions?
I'm not interested in getting into some mudslinging back and forth with whatever lunatic you want to put on the phone for kind of ratings. I just wanted to get this point across.
All right. It's been interesting. I've never, ever, ever heard anybody defend their brother having a relationship outside of his marriage, having an affair, and literally destroying his marriage. Your brother must love you to bits for the way way you stand up for him.
We're very close.
All right. Audrey, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Opinions Matter. What do you make of that?
How long have you got? Okay. I'm not going to be two-faced about it because I'm sure, if you've heard podcasts in the past about stuff like this, I've always said that I've tried to keep myself in as best shape as possible, and I don't look the same as I did when I got married. I tried on my wedding suit a couple of months ago. I found it in the wardrobe and the buttons wouldn't even close. So I've put on a bit of weight, as you do when you have kids and stuff like that. But I still try to make an effort. We still have date nights. You know, we still go away for nights, just the two of us and stuff like that. And I don't, you won't catch me on my sofa in a football jersey with my hand, you know, like Al Bundy, with my hand down my trousers, feeling the knob off myself.
So you are actually, in a roundabout way, agreeing with what she has said.
No, I don't think that's always the case for people having affairs. Some people just have affairs because they can't keep it in their pants. It's not always the person that's to blame.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.